the skaters of Korea Harbor. The harbor seldom freezes. When it does, only the hollow-boned gulls on their webbed feet can enjoy the thin, brittle ice. Men in heavy boots and layers of wool break through if they are so foolish to try. So, instead, they wait for calm November dawns, like today, when the boats float on the sky. They wait, and then they skate in wooden skiffs from their wharves to their fishing boats, stroking across the icy calm with long wooden oars, the smooth sanded edges sanded by the sea, cutting clean, glassy tracks that swirl as if a skater had stopped to twirl. Once I saw a man with one leg skate by, or, I should say, he stood in his skiff propelling it with a single oar. As graceful as any skater born and raised in the north, he glided by strokes to where his boat was moored. They do not know I watched them skate with their oars in their flat-bottomed skiffs, leaving whirlpools and ice. Just as I did not know when I first ventured on ice, that it's not ice we skate on when we skate on ice. It's water that comes from the blade pressing down, melting a thin track, so we float as we stroke, thawing the ice, we sail.